Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces on Tuesday pressed forward with their weeks-long drive to encircle and capture the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, where the commander of Ukraine's ground forces described the situation as extremely tense. Taking Bakhmut, the scene of some of the war's bloodiest battles, would be Russia's first major prize in more than 6 months and open the way to seizing the last remaining urban centers in the Donetsk region, one of four Moscow claims to have annexed in its so-called special military operation in Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered officials to tighten control of the border with Ukraine after a spate of drone attacks that Russian authorities blame on Kyiv. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The alleged Ukraine drone strikes deliver a new challenge to Moscow more than a year after its full-scale invasion of its neighbor. One drone crashed just 60 miles away from Moscow in an alarming development for Russian defenses. While Putin hasn't referred to any specific attacks in a speech in the Russian capital, his comments come hours after drone attacks targeted several areas in southern and western Russia, and authorities closed the airspace over St. Petersburg in response to what some reports say was a drone. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Kazakhstan for a series of meetings with top Central Asian diplomats.
In our discussions today, I reaffirm the United States' unwavering support for Kazakhstan, like all nations, to freely determine its future, especially as we mark 1 year since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in a failed attempt to deny its people that very freedom.
Follow us on the